Well, at the moment I'm living in Japan, and life here is pretty different to anything that I've really experienced before. I think just because the daily routine's so different. In England, basically, I was really lazy. I'd probably, get up at 8:30 in the morning, leave 10 minutes later because I always brush my teeth at work, ate breakfast at work, get to work for 9 o'clock. Come home from work at 5:30, probably lie on the sofa, maybe watch Simpsons, cook some food, go to bed. And that was the sort of daily routine in England, a very lazy one. I mean, even if I needed to go to the supermarket, which was probably, like 300, 400 meters away, I'd get on my scooter to do it. Walking anywhere would just be a massive hassle. And so it was a bit of a shock when I got to Japan and all that changed. I mean, the one thing you have to do a lot of in Tokyo is walk. You have to walk everywhere. I mean, the train systems are absolutely amazing, but you need to walk to get to the trains. You need to walk in between the trains. And like when I first arrived, I walked my feet into the ground. After a week, they were aching so badly. After 2 weeks, they were just, I don't know, it took me at least a month to like wear my feet in. They still ache now after long walks. But it's just, apart from the walking, it's just the busyness of life here. I mean, because no one actually lives in Tokyo, because it's so expensive. We all live out sort of in the suburbs in what are called bed towns. And so actually getting into school every morning, I'm studying Japanese here. I have to get up pretty early just to get onto the train to then travel, commute an hour in to get to school on time, which of course I never do. I'm meant to be in school at about 9, which would mean sort of leaving my house at about 8, getting up at 7. I know this is not shocking for a lot of people, but after the routine I had, it was a pretty shocking experience for me, especially the hour commute in on the train where you're packed in like sardines, something that you just would never have in sort of London and the London Underground, in England where I'm from. On the London Underground, if the train's full, people wait for the next train. Here, if the train's full, people just push and push until they get on. So you can end up being stood, never get to sit down, just standing for an hour, like squashed up like a sardine. So by the time you even get to school, you're totally tired. And then there's school until lunchtime, and after lunch I always say I'm going to come back and study, but I never do. I always just come back and fall fast asleep.